Shalom, dear brothers and sisters. Let me say good morning to everyone as I am recording this in the morning at my place. Let us continue today in the thought, let not your heart be troubled. And so yesterday we saw that it is the knowledge of the Word of God, the teaching of the Holy Ghost that makes our heart at peace with the Lord. Although the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled, but it is His wisdom that makes us still at peace and not troubled by anything that is happening around us. It is the knowledge on the promises of God. Amen. It is God's progressive revelation that sets our heart attuned to the spiritual things and consider ourselves pilgrims and strangers to the things of this world. Amen. God sends forth the Holy Spirit to teach us all things. And that teachings sets our hearts in certainty and security. Amen. Now, our scripture reading today will be on Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 to 7. Matthew 24, verses 6 to 7. And in Matthew 24, verse 6, and you will hear of wars and rumor of wars. See that your heart are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquake in various places. Amen. And in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Now, Matthew tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars, kingdom against kingdoms, and said that there would we would never be alarmed, we should never be shaken in mind, we should never be troubled, for this must take place. Amen. But there is a declaration in the book of Revelation that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. And that is a strong and sure declaration. And I do believe this will happen. So it doesn't matter what is the present condition, what is the present situation of the world. I believe that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what. Amen. And with today's fulfillment of the scriptures, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, we see the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. Yes, Russia invading Ukraine. And we experience right now economic crisis. World market is affected by war. Fuels increase prices and so on, affecting the basic commodities. But, you know, Russia has its reason for engaging in war. Ukraine was planning to become a NATO member, NATO or the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was organized by European nations. And Putin said that Ukraine would be a threat to Russia if it would become a member of NATO. So he does not want Ukraine to become a NATO member because Ukraine is situated just close to Russia and so on. And so Putin is pursuing this war right now, wishing even to invade the capital city, Kyiv, of Ukraine. Ukraine was waiting for the military support of NATO and the US, but the thing they could only offer to Ukraine are just different sanctions Russia received, affecting Russia's economy. They could not offer Ukraine military strength in order not to escalate into the Third World War. And so European nations, on the other hand, are just waiting upon the decree of US at the start, but Biden was hesitant to pursue physical war with Russia. Russia, on the other hand, is still pursuing the war, even the hundreds of sanctions. Putin wants the whole world to see they are standing still besides the sanctions. Now, with this right now, nations of this world are experiencing economic crisis. Of course, when fuels increase because of lack of supply, prices will hike also, prices of basic commodities and so on. And people are worried. People are anxious of what will happen next. There are rumors about atomic bombs, nuclear bombs, and so on. Now, beloved brothers and sisters, we should not think like the world. We should think better than the world. Because if we are students of the Bible, we should know in advance the things to come. Amen. We must have known that there is nothing to worry about this particular situation we have right now, because the Bible said this thing must happen. But what we should have in mind, what we should bear in mind is that there is a mighty hand that never leaves us. Amen. And that is the mighty hand of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, there are kingdoms that are rising right now in this end time. We see the second beast, America, dropping off. We see Russia on the scene, trying to compete with America as to power and dominion. We see European nations coming into play also. We can see the sleeping giants that is about to be awake, which is China and other Eastern countries. Amen. But however, there is a declaration from the Word that says the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Amen. It means that not one of those kingdoms will remain, because there will only be one kingdom that will remain, and that is the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what we should bear in mind, and so we will not be troubled in this present time. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Amen. There will be time sooner than we think that not one of those kingdoms will remain. Those kingdoms shall be weakened and shall be fallen one at a time. As for America, Brother Branham saw that in his seventh vision, that Los Angeles shall sink to the ground, and he saw only debris in his vision. And we believe this time is closer to the fulfillment of that vision. We saw tectonic activities over the region out there, and just a little touch on that area, every fault line shall be moved, cascading to one another, to cause maybe a worldwide earthquake. Yes, I personally believe in this, that when the king of the north, Russia, with his men, together with some Islamic countries, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, when they will gather and attack Israel, Russia and all men with him shall be fallen above the mountains of Israel. And the Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 4 to 6, Ezekiel 39, verse 4 to 6, you that pertains to Gog, the president of Russia, maybe, you shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your hordes, and the people who are with you. I will give you to birds of prey of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. You shall fall in the open field, for I have spoken, declares the Lord God. I will send fire on Magog, that is the land of Russia, and on those who dwell securely in the coastland, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And so, amen. And so Russia and all his mighty men shall be fallen at this particular war. Take note, brothers and sisters, that there will be earthquake during that time, during that war, when Russia and some Islamic countries will gather and attack attack Israel, there will be earthquake in that time. In Ezekiel 38 verse 19 says, for in my jealousy and in my blazing wrath I declare, on that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. Amen. So I believe, brothers and sisters, that this earthquake will not only be happening to Israel, but this earthquake will reach to Israel, cascaded from the earthquake that will happen first in America. And so I believe that this will be a worldwide earthquake. And I do believe that this is also the time of the resurrection of the dead in Christ. Because during the resurrection, earthquake is always present, just as there was an earthquake during the resurrection of Christ and the Old Testament saints. And we can read that in Matthew 27, verse 51. Matthew 27, verse 51 and 52. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from the top to bottom, and the earth shook. And the rocks were split, and the tombs were also opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Amen. So the earth shook, and the rocks were split, and many bodies of the saints were raised. Amen. The same thing. The same thing will happen during the resurrection of the dead in Christ in our days. Amen. And this is closer than we think. The king of the north is already awaking. He is now showing to the world that he is ready and on top. Amen. These two events serves as our finishing line for our crown of glory is made ready to them that awaits, to them that love the Lord. Amen. America sinking to the ground, and Ezekiel 38 39 war. Now, changing of the body in resurrection of the dead in Christ and eventually the rapture will take place within these two events. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So, America, the second beast, and Russia, the king of the north, shall be fallen at this period. What remains will be the man of sin. What remains will be the beast, the European nation or the European Union and the kings of the East. Now, the European Union, the ten horns, shall hand over their power and mind to the beast. But when they know they are just used by the beast, they will destroy the beast and its city. It is recorded in Revelation chapter 16, verse 10. Revelation chapter 16, verse 10. The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and its kingdom was plunged into darkness. And people gnawed their tongues in anguish. Amen. Now the seat of the beast and its city will be destroyed. And this event will eventually lead to Armageddon war between a war between the ten horns or the European Union and the kings of the East, China and its neighboring powerful nations. In Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 to 16, it is recorded here. The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings of the East. Okay, kings of the East. And then, and I saw coming out from the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs, for they are demonic spirits performing signs, who go abroad to the kings of the whole world to assemble them for the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake, keeping his garments on, that he may not go about naked and be seen exposed. Amen. So they assembled them at the place in the Hebrew tongue, which is called Armageddon. Now, so unfortunately, the ten horns will remain up to the time of the Lord's return to earth to establish his kingdom. So in this war, Armageddon war, this is a war between ten horns or the European Union and the kings of the East, China and its neighboring nations. But unfortunately, the kings of the East shall be fallen, will be about to be fallen, and the ten horns will remain up to the time of the Lord's return to earth to establish his kingdom. And we can read it in Revelation chapter 17, verse 12. Revelation chapter 17, verse 12 to 14. And the ten horns that you saw are the ten kings who have not yet received royal power, but they are to receive authority as kings for 1 hour together with the beast. And these are of one mind, and they hand over their power and authority to the beast. They, verse 14, they will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called chosen and faithful. Amen. And so, finally, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. So each of those kingdom that are rising right now shall be fallen one at a time. Amen. And so why worry? What is it that will cause us trouble when we know the truth? We know we are just pilgrims and strangers here on earth. Can you see that? Our knowledge to the truth, our knowledge to the Word of God enables us to live peacefully. Amen. To live peacefully, to live worrying nothing. Let not your hearts be troubled. And you will only be in trouble and live in sorrow if you do not know the Word of God. But God, in showing forth His marvelous grace and mercy, is placed to inform you and me and reveal things He will be doing. And so let not your heart be troubled. Amen. All these things that we are experiencing right now shall come to an end. And all these things that are happening right now shall cost us nothing. Amen. So don't be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Be live with peace, live with joy every day, just stay with God, serve God with all your heart. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, may the Lord bless you richly today is my prayer. Amen.